Menachem Goldstein, Yitzhak HaTorah 39.
Vav, on the end of Vav, that there were four sources that were saying the importance of learning together with others. One was that makshib מחדדים זה לזה בהלכה. Everyone is sharpening the other one. Second one was that noichim, they are convenient each one to the other. Then they were listening to the other. Then was madgilin. What's madgilin? That they are having appreciation to the other one and making him higher by the discussion. What's the truth about the Torah, about the subject which they are busy with, and then by that they are coming to the truth. Yeah. And but if Chas v'Shalom the opposite, so they are not deserved to accept the Torah. And that's what happened with the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. By the way, the Mefarshim there are saying that that's occurred between the Shulchan Aruch is saying that kulam metu ben Pesach le'atzeret. All of them died, passed away between Pesach and Atzeret, which is Shavuot. Why on this time specifically? If that's mentioned, it's not date, it's period of time. Because this is, as we already many times explained, so the Torah is the spiritual influences are from heaven according to the period of the or during the year. Well, like we are having a circle with a train around which on the windows we can see different views. So the time before, between Pesach and Shavuot means after we came out from physical into physical redemption, we are coming into spiritual redemption, which is higher level. Yes? And that's how by the Torah, because that here starts a famous paradox that we spoke many times, that limiting ourselves is being more free. Between Pesach and Shavuot, that's the times that we are making the avelos. There are two opinions: we're on the beginning, on the end. But anyway, it is during this period which is the preparations for accepting the Torah. And that's a spiritual redemption, right? Because if a person is not able to control himself, he is slave for his desires. So that the Torah makes him the power to also to control himself and to develop himself. Otherwise, he will be running after his enjoyments the whole time and won't function. Okay, now we are coming, continuing. On the left side, page Kaftet. Pirush. Atalmid mitzad shu mekabel ha-toira mitkarev el ha-tora. The student, by accepting the Torah, is becoming closer. Ulkach kol talmid shen siftotav notfot mor dainu merirut tichvena. That's why every student that his lips are not like being afraid, like it will be burnt. Why? Because כי התורה השכלית יש לה יחוס אל האש. There is a spiritual connection between the Torah and fire. Yes? There are פסוקים. הלא כל דברי כאש נאום השם. Yes? וכפטיש יפוצץ סלע. קפטס. Not קופיוטט, קפטס. 29.
I wonder if I'm looking at the right.
Yes. So you need a label from Rav Chatzkel. One label will solve the problem.
It's for Mr. Haskell.
This is same edition?
Yes. Okay. So that's why every time I'm trying to explain the idea that the Torah is connected to fire.
Yeah.
Why? Because there are many explanations, but we know that there are four yesodot, four bases on the nature. Ruach, Mayim, Afar, and the ash.
Yeah.
Afar is like the ground. Some that's usually being heavy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it may be on negative and on positive. When that's on negative, when person is lazy, is not functioning in himself, is not working, is not advancing. When it's good, when he's calculating what to do, not too fast without thinking, taking steps. And the fire is the opposite side. That's why the fire and the heat always jump up.
Uh-huh.
Yes? So the Torah is sichlit, the Torah is spiritual wisdom, and it has connection with the fire. Ki ha-sechel hu po'el, v'ha-chomri hu mekabel. Yes? How the person is functioning, he is deciding by his brain what he wants to do, and he is commanding his body what to do. Let's say I wanted to learn with you now, so my brain commanded my hands to open the book on the right page, to search for the place with my eyes, and then to look, and then to start thinking and explaining that. So
yeah.
So what's the major factor which is making the whole process is the brain. That's hasechel. Ve'en lecha davar sheyesh lo koach poel kmo ha'esh. And the strongest power is like the fire. Yes? How can you understand that? Can you explain why the strongest power is the fire? What? Okay, so Ad is asking me, the water are stronger because the water is taking the fire off. Yes, so I wanted you to think, but
at
okay,
the same time,
I'm going with your
when
with your
the angels follow yeah. Hashem, it's a ball of fire.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to explain that a bit from a different point of view, as usually, physical. I prefer okay, physics. So let's speak about we understood that ground is passive, okay, the opposite of the fire, okay. So now we understood already one step why the fire is more has preference comparing to the ground, because that's active. Yes, a fire can start here and reach there, but usually you are thinking about in a limited or negative point of view about the fire. You're thinking about the flame. Yes? And if we think about that from inner point of view, so that's not only the flame. We're speaking about the energy of the fire, which is the heat, which is the light, which is everything. So now we can understand it's much deeper. Why? Because the whole physical world is built about the nuscha. How do you say nuscha? Sentence says in physically that energy is equal massa kaful something. Of Einstein, yes.
Oh, Einstein said,
yes, Einstein
said
that
energy
can be changed.
Mass could be transferred to energy. And
yes.
Yeah.
So now we can understand that much more.
Yeah.
Because when we speak about the fire, the ash, the inner meaning of the ash is the energy, not only the fire. Yes, not only the flame. And that makes everything on the world to work, let's say. And there is electricity here, so the electricity works because of the electric which goes for the wires, and there is these days even without wire, by the cellular we have it's connected to somewhere and from heaven satellites and. That say you are sending messages, and you want to reach New York, so you are putting petrol into the airplane, and the airplane is changing that into energy of heat, which makes the engines to work, and then mm-hmm. you fly up, yeah. yes, and the cars, and every yeah. machine, every factory, everywhere,
yeah.
you need source of energy to,
right.
to make it work,
right.
yes, so that's what it means. Okay, כי השכל הוא פועל והחומרי הוא מקבל ואין לך דבר שיש לו כך פועל כמו האש. And now we can answer Ohad that asked me just a second, the water taking off the flame, yes, but
yeah.
they are not making the engine to walk.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. So that's what that's he meant, something which is active.
Mm-hmm.
Poel, mm-hmm. like in his language is poel, that's making, activating.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
ולכך מדמה הכתוב השם יתברך אל האש. That's why there is comparison to, even to Hashem, to the fire. How? Tvarim Dalet, it said, Ki Hashem Elokecha Esh Ochlahu. Because your God is like a fire. Yes, Lakach, Ro'i Shteya Torah El Adam Amkabel Be'erich Esh. So that's why we should treat the Torah a bit like, similar how we treat the fire. We need the fire, we need the energy, we need everything, but we are careful. The same as person is careful when he's putting the gas on to make omelette, he's careful not to be burnt. And when we deal with putting something into, plugging into the wall, the electricity, we are careful not to get shocked. Yes, so the same thing. כאשר מתקרב אל האש ובפחד ובירה מפני גודל כוח הפועל אשר יש לאש, because he is afraid from the strong power which the fire has, yes, and double 10 times also the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
It's on this places, on the wires here mm-hmm. on the streets, it's 22,000 kilowatt of electricity, yes? וכך ראוי שיהיה לתלמיד הנחשב והתורה אש. That's how should the student treat to the Torah, to know that this is very strong, benefitful power, but also may be danger.
Mm-hmm.
Go with the truth. Don't change the Torah into negative way, and you must keep that, because after you learned, you must keep what you learned. וזאת הכנה שצריך שתהיה אל המקבל. שאז ראוי אליו התורה. That's the preparation that he should have. Then he is deserved to accept the Torah. ומי שאין התורה בערך זה אליו, someone that is not preparing himself with honey way to the Torah, רק מתקרב אל התורה בלא יראה, הוא נכווה. It's just coming to the Torah without this fear, without this appreciation, so he might be burned. כי הוא פועל בו התורה כמו מי שמתקרב אל האש בלא יראה, כי הוא ממעט כבוד התורה. Instead of making more honor to the Torah, he's making less honor to the Torah. So that then is deserved to be punished. Yes? So let's say examples. Kodesh Baruch Hu warned Am Yisrael when they were around the Har Sinai, don't go up on the mountain.
Yeah.
Yes. Afterwards, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu warned the Kohanim that were carrying the Aron HaKodesh, you are not carrying that, that's carrying you. You are holding that.
Yeah.
But it won't fail. And when they came into Eretz Yisrael, the Aron raised up the Kohanim over the Jordan River. Okay?
Mm.
So that's the truth. And sometimes a person thinking he is supporting Torah, he is giving donations to yeshiva or something else. And the truth is the opposite. That's why he is giving life from Hashem to do these positive things that he is able to do. And there was many cases that people, there was one, someone that held these two chatanim, and at his home, that were talmidei chachamim were learning avreichim, yeah, and he supported them. So once his wife asked him, okay, that's enough, we hold them 10, 20 years enough, to tell them to find their own jobs, their big talmidei chachamim enough now. So he said, I don't know who is holding whom. I'm not sure I'm holding them. Maybe they're all holding me. And a month later, he passed away. Ah, so his wife said on his ceremony, you were right, I was mistake. Mm. You were right, because when we sent them, we lost the zchus. Yes, so, and there was another one that that he was a rich person at Russia, I don't remember whom. He was once telling one of the biggest rabbis here at Israel that I'm not forgiving the this rabbi and this rabbi. They were big rabbis. You speak about them? No. What they have done to you? Mm-hmm. Said they came to me once here to ask for tzedakah, and I gave something, mm-hmm. and I'm angry that they haven't demand for double 10 times. So he said, why? So he said because afterwards the government was. Revolution in Russia, and they took all my factories and make it belong to the state. So if I would give that, I would have the zchuyot of all holdings, etc. So they said, what could they do? So they could force me. They could tell me how much. So, ay. Okay. Aval rabo shekvar yesh la toira. ועד מתקרב אל התורה אתה, ראוי שיהיה בשמחה ובשלמות. So here he is explaining the difference, contradiction between the two sources. One source was saying that someone learning Torah should be learning with fear and mm-hmm. honor. And the other source was saying with simcha. So it's the opposite behavior.
Yeah.
And he's answering the student that the first time is coming attached and learning the Torah. So he should do that slowly. We fear to be of appreciation to the Torah. But the rabbis that already know a lot of the Torah, and because of all of what he learned before, he should be with simcha. Ra'u yad shiyeh b'simcha v'b'shlimut. כי אין השכינה שורה אלא מתוך שמחה. Because the glory of Hashem, or the נבואה also, by the way, just when person is happy, ולפיכך, צריך שיהיה הרב בשמחה. That's why the rabbi should be with happiness. Then he is able to teach better. וכאמר, איבא יסיימה, another solution for the contradiction, הווה אבא רב. Both sources are speaking about the rabbi. הקודם דפסח בשמע יצא ראוי שיהיה לו שמחה כדי שליבו רחב בתורה. Before he started he should be happy in order to why this way of thinking. Yes, we spoke about the rabbis that used to make jokes before the lesson to how it's making open-minded, because when person is under stress so his brain is working mm-hmm. less. Yes, so a person should be calmed down. That's there is a problem so far.
No.
Not tocha, tofa. Mashu shkore harbe. Something that occurs many times. That some people when they are going to have examine. They are very pressed, and this press makes the problem double because they are forgetting afterwards what they learned. So, what a person should control his brain and work psychological on himself that I learned properly, and I will succeed. To tell himself 10 times like cassette into his mind, and then he will function better. אוקיי, ואם משום כבוד התורה, הרי עדיין לא התחיל בתורה. If we are speaking because of honoring the Torah, so he haven't started with the Torah. אבל כאשר התורה יוצא מפיו, but when the Torah is coming out of his mouth, התורה עצמה היא של אש. The Torah is made of fire. ומאחר שהיא של אש, צריך שיהיה יראה במקום אש. That's why it should be with fear. משל לאדם שמקרב עצמו אל המלך. When person is invited to the king. קודש שמגיע אליו יש לו שמחה. He is happy that he was invited. But when he's standing inside the palace in front of Hashem, וכאשר הוא לפני המלך, אז ראוי שיהיה לו אימת מלכות. Then he should have fear. וכך ראוי לאדם שיהיה בשמחה בשלימוס. קודם, שאין השכינה שורה אליו מתוך שמחה, כדאום השם. וכאשר הוא עם התורה, מפני כבוד השכינה, שהשכינה עם התורה, ראוי שישב בהמה ובירה. Then after he started to learn, then he should be both with honoring the Torah and with you. That's for today. Thank you. We could go. I wasn't here on Sunday.